Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today I chat to Naima Motwani. She is the founder and CEO of Fraternity. So Fraternity is a discovery platform for workout classes and other fitness services, and they're doing really well because they get 200,000 unique users a month. So in this episode we talk about how she got started, the fitness market in India, life as a CEO, to fundraising tips for startups as she's raised 1 million in funding, and much, much more. So please enjoy the show. Hello Naya, thanks for coming on the show today.
Pleasure, Neil.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're building, please.
Yeah, so we're building, something interesting in the fitness space. Mm-hmm. It's called Fraternity, Fidernity. We're on web and on mobile. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is basically create an ecosystem and be an enabler for all things fitness. Mm-hmm. And we've just started targeting at the base of the user need gap, which is discovery, mm-hmm. Moving on to booking, and then looking at purchase and engagement and motivation.
Excellent.
So really trying to get users to get started on their fitness journey, get them activated, have them stick to it, mm-hmm. and do it in India. So yeah.
How did you start this? Can you remember the conversation that you had to get this going?
Yeah, so I think it's very interesting, and I never really thought that I will do this. Mm-hmm. My job as a consultant just involved a lot of traveling. Yeah. Within the country, outside of country, and I've always been a fitness enthusiast, of mm-hmm. grand marathons, done CrossFit, but I think along the line it became really difficult to stick to the fitness journey, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever I would be back to India, and I would be like, okay, it's not my motivation, something is wrong here, right? Mm-hmm. What is it? And I think it started with just saying that how can I discover more things to do apart from gym, a local gym around my house. Mm-hmm. And that really got me thinking, and I realized that there's no one actually helping you do that, right? Mm-hmm. There are so many restaurant discovery apps, there's couponing apps, there's everything happening to make you feel happy, fit, fine, happy, and sort of, is helping you plan your travel, is helping you eat out, but no one's really helping you get fit, at least in the Indian ecosystem with that kind of focus. And, I started looking at both the consumer side of the story as well as the supply side, right, which is the gyms and studios. And I realized that the supply side is actually facing a major concern on how to get consumers, how to attract the right guys, how to get more footfalls. So really built it out from that side, and really looked at a lot of consumer surveys, vendor side of surveys, realized that there's a need gap. There's no one doing this. So I'm talking about this about, 2 years back, mm-hmm. in 2014, right? Build a product which said that, okay, let's do a very, very quick beta version of the product where we do discovery, and let's see how it goes. And we got a tremendous response from users on day one. And that's when we actually built it out. I quit my job and then started.
How long have you been doing this now?
So we actually launched the beta version of the website, like I said, in early 2014.
Yep.
It took us about 6 months to get the product right. So it's been, it's been about a year and a half that, Fraternity exists the way it is currently.
Excellent. Actually, yeah, you mentioned that you were doing it for a year and a half now. Can you share any stats? I mean, how many people have used the platform, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, sure. So, we see about 200,000 unique visitors, mm-hmm. Monthly on the website.
Yeah.
And that number has been growing at about 30%, every month. Mm-hmm. About 65,000 consumers so far have, started their fitness journey through Fraternity, mm-hmm. which is, either they've actually booked a trial through mm-hmm. the website, or they've, bought a membership, mm-hmm. and which is, fairly great, because what we're actually trying to do is we're trying to get people started on their fitness journey.
Yeah.
So as a user, you can book unlimited trials mm-hmm. till you figure out what you're looking for. And that's for us a very, very important point in terms of the fitness journey, which we then focus on engagement in terms of if Neil booked a trial, mm-hmm. We're going to give Neil all the details in terms of what to expect from the yoga class, what to carry, when to go there, how much calories is he going to burn, ensure that he has the Google pin, he knows who he's meeting, mm-hmm. he experiences something, what we call a VIP trial, which is only available through Fraternity, mm-hmm. and then there is a high chance of him converting.
Excellent.
Yes.
Cool. So you said you got 200,000 people going to the website. I mean, how do you attract customers to the website in terms of marketing? Is it SEO? Is it email? Social media? Which is the best channel for you, do you think?
Yeah, so we use a combination of all what you said. You know, the strongest one that's always worked for us has been SEO.
Okay.
We've really focused on SEO, and I think by far, you know, even today when we look at the funnel in terms of, you know, user to search, search to trial booking, trial booking to purchase, we've seen that funnel very tight with an organic user sort of coming from search.
Excellent.
The team is now about 45 people across you know, spread across four you know, geographies in, you know, four cities, so Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, and Pune. Mm-hmm.
And what's it like being a CEO?
I think it's very exciting, yeah. Definitely, but very different from a corporate job because you know, the CEO's life is you know, the buck stops at you, mm-hmm. and people look up to you, and there's a lot more happening in the day than just getting work done. There's future rounds of funding, there are strategic partnerships, there's where you want to take your business, your product. So I think crazy challenging, but awesome fun too.
Mm-hmm. And what's been the fun thing then? What's been the most exciting thing so far?
I think, you know, the way we've built the story, you know, so far in India. So, I mean, I think you'll be aware of that, right? I mean, yeah. Indians have not really been used to working out and actually giving, you know, fitness a top priority. Mm-hmm. Even today, if you ask, you know, friends in India, how many of you all work out, right? I think that number would be about 2 on 10, mm-hmm. Is my guess, right? And I think the kind of numbers that we've been now doing in terms of, you know, users booking trials, purchasing memberships, you know, it's really fulfilling to see that we've actually helped people, you know, kickstart their fitness journey. We are consumers who say that, you know, if it was not Fiternity, I wouldn't have discovered that I love Zumba, and mm-hmm. I wouldn't have lost 50 kilos, mm-hmm. right? Or I would have not worked out with my husband, and, you know, we would have actually not taken on, you know, fitness as a journey together. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really fulfilling for me, because it's happened for the first time in India as a story, and, mm-hmm. you know, Fiternity is doing it. So mm-hmm. that's exciting.
Excellent. How big is the market?
So, you know, I mean, I think when you're looking at a market, you know, for a typical marketplace, like a model, you know, like a Fiternity, where there's a demand side and a supply side, right? So let me break it down, right? So the supply side, we're seeing on an average, there are about, you know, 5,000 players in a metro city, mm-hmm. right? Which is sort of Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, and the others, right? Mm-hmm. So we're looking at about, you know, 60,000 players in the country, mm-hmm. Which are doing different forms of fitness, right? These are a combination of organized and unorganized players, mm-hmm. Which could be doing gym, yoga, Zumba, Pilates. With more and more exposure, we're seeing that they are growing at about 25% year on year in terms of sheer numbers, mm-hmm. Because new forms of fitness are coming in, new people are getting excited, you know, about fitness. But I think the interesting story is on the user side, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember when I started out, you know, looking at Fiternity as a business model in, you know, in 2014, mm-hmm. You know, data point said that there are 4.8 million fitness consumers in the country. And recently when we closed a survey, you know, we actually, you know, figured out the number, and that number has grown to about 20 million, mm-hmm. right? So there, which are 20 million users who are keen on fitness and or have started, you know, fitness already in some form, excellent. Right? And we're actually dividing the entire market into three sectors, you know, three sections, mm-hmm. as far as consumers is concerned. Mm-hmm. There are sitters, seekers, and hunters, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll take a moment to sort of explain,
yeah,
what it means, right? Sitters are the guys who've actually never really owned a gym membership, have never really been keen on fitness in any form, will only do so if pushed by a doctor or a medical report or a loved one which says, hey, listen, get fit to live longer, right? Or to live in the first place. Mm-hmm. The other side of the spectrum are the hunters, which are the guys who don't really need motivation. Fitness is part of their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Right? So they're the guys who run marathons, do CrossFit. Fitness for them is a way of being. Mm-hmm. They're not looking for discovery. They're looking for fulfillment. Right in the center are the seekers, yep. right? Seekers are the guys who are constantly in the lookout of one, you know, options to get fit. Mm-hmm. They're constantly struggling for, you know, 5 kilos, 10 pounds here and there, and wanting to get, you know, fit, and are pretty much yo-yoing in terms of health and lifestyle measure. Fitness for them is a pursuit, right? I mean, mm-hmm. they're always in the pursuit of fitness. Mm-hmm. What we've realized is that, you know, why this market is increasing from, you know, a 4.8 million to a 20 million, we're talking about not just the hunter market increasing, but we're also talking about a lot of sitters moving on to seekers, mm-hmm. and the larger seeker market increasing, mm-hmm. which is a massive deal in terms of all the kind of users who are wanting to get into fitness and who already want to remain fit.
Excellent. So some questions about you then. What's your background? I believe you did an MBA, right? Is that right?
Yes, I did. So I did an MBA in human resources, went on to work with Aon Hewitt, which is the world's largest HR consulting firm. Did a lot of interesting work with them in talent and org consulting space, for about 3 years, and which is when the entrepreneurial bug hit me and I started Fidelity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so did this MBA help you, or did you have to learn everything from scratch?
Interesting question. I think something that happened about a few years back, half a decade back actually. Okay. I think looking back, I don't feel that it really gave me any kind of knowledge or any kind of push in terms of skill set. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of on the job learning that got me got me to work and got me to deliver where I was supposed to deliver as a consultant, mm-hmm. right? In Aon Hewitt. Mm-hmm. It did help me as far as opening up the connections, mm-hmm. Helping out, understanding what I stand for, understanding what are my strengths and what should I play on. So I knew that people management is a strength. I knew, sort of big picture thinking is a strength of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And I think over the years, what's helped is knowing those strengths and then working on them really carving out that niche in a very corporate environment, right? The ballgame is very different when you're doing a startup.
Mm-hmm. Cool. What did your parents and work colleagues think when you told them that you were going to quit your job to do your startup?
It's interesting. I think all of them while I wasn't sure what I was doing, mm-hmm. everyone around me was like, oh, we always knew you would do this. So I think it was quite a lot of validation saying that, okay, if they think that, mm-hmm. if all of them think that I was always meant to do this, maybe it's a good idea.
And what were the early days like? Did you have to overcome any obstacles?
I think early days were, absolutely crazy. I don't remember not clocking in 15-hour work days. And I don't remember, ever taking a vacation or ever taking a weekend off, right? Mm-hmm. But that was always because of the kind of impact that we were trying to create as a company. Mm-hmm. The kind of obstacles that we face on a regular basis is first doubting whether something like this will work, mm-hmm. right? Second, figuring out a product that's going to hit consumers and that's going to hit vendors and everyone's going to be happy about it, right? Mm-hmm. And I think, biggest obstacle would be getting the team right. Mm-hmm. Because it's really the team that mm-hmm. makes, the most of difference. And I'm so happy and I actually feel very lucky that the guys who joined us in the very start are the guys who are business heads and, COOs mm-hmm. today, and who actually, pretty much treat the business like their own. Mm-hmm. Several obstacles, and obviously, team and HR being one of them.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the hiring process then. Do you ask friends or do you ask recruitment agencies? How do you go about hiring people? Or, how do you find the correct person?
So one thing that really works for Fidelity now is, applications on our website. We've had a lot of people who currently work for Fidelity who were consumers to Fidelity and went on to work with us section on the website and actually applied. That works very well. When it comes to recruitment, we have a very, very stringent policy on what we call a Fidelity fit. Mm-hmm. And the Fidelity fit comprises of one, someone who's a fitness enthusiast. Second, someone who's open to challenges, mm-hmm. And three, someone who's a team player mm-hmm. and an ideas person, mm-hmm. right? So what we really do is we try and gauge these across multiple sort of ways, right? Mm-hmm. One is an interview. Second could be like a conversation, with peers and having them just come and brainstorm with us. And third thing that's really worked for us very well, which is something that we continuously used to do in terms of hiring, is actually get people on a one-week trial. Mm-hmm. It sounds very bad, but the way it works is, Neha's interested in working with Fidelity, and we'll just tell her, hey, why don't you just come and experience what it is like to work with us. 1 week, we'll throw in throw you into every sort of department. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing live projects. You'll be shadowing everyone. Mm-hmm. And at the end of 1 week, it'll be very clear to you and to us whether we want to take this mm-hmm. forward. And it's worked brilliantly well for us.
Excellent. What's the vision of the company?
What we would like to do is we want to be the most focused, the most referred to brand as far as anything in fitness is concerned, mm-hmm. and really handhold both the consumer and the service provider in terms of their problems, right? So when I say this, I want Neil, who is a fitness enthusiast, to know where to get started, mm-hmm. what to do, figure out all the options, mm-hmm. book his trials, take an informed decision, mm-hmm. And then purchase a membership. Once he's purchased a membership, enable him to ensure that he actually sticks to his fitness goals, mm-hmm. Incentivize him, give him support, motivate him, gamify his experience, and actually be there across his fitness journey. Mm-hmm. And if Neha is an owner of a studio, help her optimize, help her manage her data better, use analytics, use a CRM platform, mm-hmm. have it enabled in a way that she's actually able to manage Neil better at her studio and ensure that Neil actually renews the membership. And it results into multiple business opportunities for her. So I think that's what we intend to do across different geographies. So we would want to be a global brand doing this.
Cool. And what are you working on right now then? Anything interesting or exciting?
A couple of things actually. We're launching new categories. So like you would have seen on the website, we're focusing on options for working out, right? Mm-hmm. Which is basically gym, yoga, Zumba, Pilates, all the things that actually fall in the spectrum of getting a workout. We're now really focusing on food, which is subscribing to healthy meals, and you can actually discover it through Fraternity. Third focus area for us is actually kids and sports. Mm-hmm. So we are launching that category soon. That's one. Two, we are focusing on a very, very sticky and very exciting consumer app. Mm-hmm. So while there is an app out there which helps you discover, book and try, we're coming up with an app which actually helps you stick to your fitness journey and really gamify your experience.
Excellent. So let's talk about funding then. I believe you've raised some money. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. We have. Yes, yes.
And how can you tell us how much?
Yeah, so when we started out, Fraternity, it was obviously something that I did with the savings that I had. Mm-hmm. Soon realized that we will need an angel round. So we got an angel round of about 300K from friends and family, mm-hmm. USD. Then we looked for funding in terms of growth capital, to take the concept from what it was in Mumbai to actually take it to other cities, add new categories. Mm-hmm. And we secured 1 million USD as our pre-series A round of funding last year in August from Xfinity Venture Partners and Saha Fund. Mm-hmm. We've actually deployed those funds, and we're in the process of deploying those funds on the product, which is the platform in terms of mobile and web. We used it to obviously expand into other geographies, mm-hmm. and categories. And the idea is to now sort of use the remaining funds in terms of marketing, in terms of really having the word out there for Fraternity as a brand. Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to raise this money?
It took us to about 6 to 8 months from initial outreach to actually money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. And did you have to do like a lot of pitches to VCs and angels?
Yeah, I mean, we did. So we were focusing on VCs at that stage because we were looking to raise, 1 million. Mm-hmm. And definitely it involved a lot of pitches. But what we did was, in second part of our outreach, we realized that we wanted to get more focused, mm-hmm. and we wanted to sort of reach out to VCs who we believe would be the right fit as well. And I think that really helped us. So mm-hmm. it was massive effort for those 6 months. Mm-hmm.
And have you got any like tips on pitching for our listeners who may be doing the same process?
Absolutely. I mean, I think to begin with, use introductions and use connections well, right? Rather than just having a cold email or a mm-hmm. cold call go out there. Figure out your linkage to that particular person you want to connect with, right? So let's say, for example, you know a VC firm and you know that this guy is, so first identify who you want to talk to, mm-hmm. right? So as Fraternity, first we would look at the person who's looking at consumer internet inside that VC firm. And second, we would want to target a hunter or a seeker, right? We would not want to talk to a sitter, right? Because that's base, right? So identify the right person. And once you've identified the right person, don't do a cold email or a cold LinkedIn connection request. Figure out who would know him or her in your network. Figure out connection of a connection. And I think that works the best. And sometimes you actually never know who you are connecting and who you're meeting and how much, how many doors they could actually open up for you. So for example, Xfinity did not happen through a cold email or through a pitch at all. We actually met them through someone and they said that, you know what, we see a great fit and why don't you meet Xfinity? And we also met our other VC fund over a conversation which said that, you know what, why don't you meet, you know, so-and-so person, she's looking at investing into, women entrepreneurs. So I think really play strongly on your connections and ask for introductions.
Excellent. Last few questions then. What should first-time founders should be focusing on?
Definitely one, the product. Be very, very clear on what your minimum viable product should do. Big learning we've had at Fraternity is that we said we will go after everything. And obviously now we're very focused on building a lean startup, right? So, from that book and pretty much that book being a Bible of sorts, step one, figure out what the minimum viable product is. Step two, just ship it out, get feedback. Third, take the feedback and ship out another product, right? So don't take 6 months to develop your product. Take 2 months to develop your product and improvise till the next 6 months, right?
Excellent.
So I think that's one. And two, obviously, figure out the right people because it's the people who will actually build your business with you because as a founder, you can only do that much, right? So it's about your core team that really makes a large difference.
Okay. And do you have any favorite blogs or books that you like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the Lean Startup should be Bible. Another book that really, I mean, I loved recently is 0 to 1, Peter Thiel. And I mean, yeah, a lot of blogs. I mean, a lot of the VCs, the heads of these VCs write amazing blogs. So I know that Axel, Prashant writes a great blog. Mukunanandan from Microsoft writes a great blog. So I think it's interesting to follow guys who believe in the kind of model that you're working on, right? So I follow a lot of marketplace, bloggers and influencers.
Excellent. And what plans do you have for the future?
For the future, build out the product, like I said, in terms of the mobile app, create a product around, the supplier side as well, which helps gyms and studio owners manage, their sort of members better. Expand to more geographies, expand to more categories, and go international.
Excellent. Last question then, for people who want more information on Fraternity, what must they do?
They should log on to the website. They can write to me at neha@fraternity, that's neha@fiterniti.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Neha.
Thank you so much, Neil. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for coming.
Let's catch up when you're in Mumbai next.
Thanks for coming on the show. I know you're really busy, so I really enjoyed talking to you today.
Thank you so much, Neil.
Thank you.
Take care.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye. So that's Neil. And if you'd like to know more, go to the website, fraternity.com. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, please leave a rating and review of the show. Just search for the Indian Startup Show on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, now on Downcast, Instacast, Podkicker, and Apple TV. If you want to come on the show, don't be shy, please email me hello@neilpatel.co or any feedback, go to neilpatel.co/podcast. Fill in the Google form, takes about 30 seconds, or tweet @IndianStartupSH or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Would love to connect. Thank you and speak to you next week. Bye.